feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli, 2nd February 2011, which we heard yesterday evening. Baba is talking with double foreigners. You continue to receive Babdada's love and remembrance every day. Look, even while sitting at home, you don't miss out on receiving Babdada's love and remembrance. Or even one day, if you are reading a Murli with discipline every day, he doesn't miss out on giving love and remembrance for even a single day. You do receive it, do you not? Do you? You receive love and remembrance every day. All of you receive it, do you not? This is the sign of Babdada's love. If you miss a Murli, you miss his love and remembrance. You then don't just miss that Murli, you also miss out on Babdada's love and remembrance and his blessings. You can catch up on the Murli, but the time that is fixed for receiving love and remembrance from Babdada was missed. Was it not? Is there anyone who misses a Murli? Among the double foreigner, is there anyone who misses a Murli for any reason? There isn't anyone. No, they don't miss it. One person raised her hand. No, do not miss it. Do not miss the Murli. All those who have come to this gathering, new as well as old ones, note down very, very, very well that you must not miss the Murli. Babdada comes from the supreme abode every day. He comes from so far away. He comes for the children. Just as the father never misses the Murli, in the same way, the children also shouldn't miss a Murli. Achha. So we heard yesterday, Baba was saying, just as you take out time for food, and food is necessary. In the similar manner, Murli is the food for the soul. Just as Baba doesn't miss out on giving love and remembrance, so also, you also don't miss out on Murli. Murli is the treasure. Baba talked about two things in Murli. One, blessing. And second, love and remembrance. These two things you get from Murli. But these are not the only two things we get from Murli. What else we receive from Murli? Yes. What we get from Murli? Guidance. Except these two things. Sustenance. And there's so many things. You get answers to the questions of life. They may not be the direct answers to your question, but you, when you sit with that feeling, with that rapt attention, and the atmosphere is so divine, and especially the time, the morning hours, where the mind is already calm and you already had a good Amrit Vela. So, the fresh wind, air, the breeze, the divine milieu, everything makes the mind very receptive, susceptible. And such a susceptible mind, such a receptive mind will catch answers. So deeper answers about questions of life you achieve, you understand, you know. The other thing is secrets. New secrets. New understanding. New meanings. Murli, in fact, is an opportunity. If you miss out on this opportunity, you miss out on many. You miss out on life. Murli is as if a huge palace. You enter into it and you find so many new things there. It's a wonderland where you will see wonders. Only you should enter with that inquisitive mind, that curiosity. So new secrets, new touchings will come to you. New Soman, new self-respects, new drills, new journeys, new points of zeal and enthusiasm, new methods of service. If you take all the four subjects, something new in Gyan, something new in Yoga, something new in Dharanas, and something new in service will touch you. And another speciality of the Murli is that if you read the same Murli 5 times, every time you read, you will get something new. If you listen to the same Murli 5 times, every listening will be a new listening. Because there are so many things, so many dimensions, new words you get from Murli, new stories you get from Murlis, new examples you get from Murlis, new proverbs, neologism, new words of different languages. Murli is medley of languages. There's not just one language there. There's so many languages here and there. In Murli you get new rhyming systems. And rhymings taken, one from Hindi and one from English, some Sindhis. So, in Murli you get new statements, new connotations, new emotions. You understand different aspects of God. You understand and experience different relationships. Different relationships. In Zen philosophy, they say that before knowledge, rivers are rivers and mountains are mountains. And when you are in the process of understanding knowledge or enlightenment, rivers are no more rivers and mountains are no more mountains. But when you have understood, when you have become enlightened, when you have become the master, again the rivers are rivers and mountains are mountains. What is this? Suppose you are a seeker, so when, and this is the master, and this is the middle. So when you are seeker, the rivers are rivers, mountains are mountains. When you become master, again rivers are rivers and mountains are mountains. But when you are in the middle, rivers are no more rivers and mountains are no more mountains. You are disturbed, clouded, confused. Does it mean that an ignorant person and a knowledgeable and an enlightened person are same? Yes, they are same. But there is a difference. In Zen, there is another story, another proverb. Before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. Means, you are doing the same ordinary job. You are drinking water, you are talking with everybody. People feel he is such an ordinary person. So even the ignorant people are doing the same thing. And an enlightened person is also doing the same thing. He is also waking up and drinking tea and going for morning walk. And yet, this is an ignorant person and this is an enlightened person. The starting and the end is same. The disturbance is in the middle. But there is yet another dimension to it. The ignorant person is drinking tea. An enlightened person is drinking tea. But then, when an enlightened person drinks tea, he is not the drinker. Ignorant person eats, enlightened person also eats. But the enlightened person, he is no more the eater. He is Sakshi, he is witnessed. He is off the ground, 6 feet off the ground, they say. A master is 6 feet off the ground. He is on the ground and yet he is above the ground. He is in the world and yet not in the world. So when you start your journey, when you are a seeker, mountains are mountains, rivers are rivers. But here there is so much confusion then. During the process of knowledge, during the process of understanding. But again, when all the misunderstanding goes away, you reach this calm plateau, pacific stage, where again mountains are mountains and rivers are rivers. So same is the case with Murli. When you start understanding, reading Murli, everything is so simple. Small statements, your soul, there is Supreme Soul. And he has come. This is confluence age. You have to go back. And Baba loves the child. And Baba says, oh, wah, children, wah. And children say, wah, 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 wah. Everything appears so simple and so. Mountains and mountains. And rivers are rivers. But now you want to understand it. And the moment you try to understand it in depth, confusion starts. Here the logical mind works. And now you see the contradictions. At one point he is saying, you shouldn't listen to songs. At the same time he says, you should listen to songs. At one point he says, you should go beyond sound. Another point he says, you should dance, sing. It's confusing. The Murli itself seems a bundle of contradictions. So confusion starts here. Mind is hazy. Because logic, intelligence is working. But when you have understood everything, again look at the stages of Dadis. For them, rivers are rivers and mountains are mountains. They are no extraordinary beings. They are just doing the same thing. They are also with you. They are also eating, drinking, talking. But they are off 6 feet off the ground. They are not those like newcomers. They appear like newcomers. Their innocence, their beauty, the divine innocence, they are here. So child and the old man are similar. The confusion is the adult who is struggling, who has the sword of logic, calculation, mathematics, statistics, intelligence, arguments, debates in his hand. And he wants to challenge everything now. Now is the revolutionary spirit. He will not accept anything. Just because somebody has said, even that somebody may be God. Because God himself has said that you judge everything and he has already started judging everything. For him, this Murli is battlefield where he wages a war against concepts, dogmas, principles. Here, we accept science. Science is acceptable. But when we enter Murli, we understand that Baba doesn't give much attention to science. Baba says they are very egoistic people. That is the power of science. This is the power of silence. So you developed a strong dislike. But again, at the end, in yesterday's Murli, Baba said, you should not think wrongly about them because they are helpful. So don't think that they are bad people. They are. So here only, here once upon a time he said that their science is not going to help. That's a very egoistic. Theirs is the command and yours is the power of silence. But again at the end you realize that everything is okay. So you have no confusion here. You have no contradictions here. You have no opposition here. So Murli is a ladder. You climb and you understand new things about it. It's like a mountain and there is a lake down. So when you are, oh, this is the Naki Lake and this is the mountain. So you sit here, you see some different aspect of the lake. You stand here, you see some different aspect and you are at the top. When everything you see and everything is acceptable and you have no problem at all. You see everything. People are fighting but you are undisturbed. Two women are quarreling. You have no business with them. There is a shopkeeper who is deceiving the... There is a vendor who is deceiving the customers. You have no business because you are sitting here. But when you are on the ground here, you want to fight and jump and get involved and interfere in everything that is happening here at the Naki Lake. But when you are here, now you are enjoying the calm breeze, the air, the wind, the mountain, the panoramic view. Here it is small. Here, the moment you climb up and up and up, the divine vistas open up. You realize something else. And when you are at the top, you don't even look down. You are just enjoying the bodilessness. So Murli is like that. Multifactorial, multidimensional, multivariegated, multifarious. So enjoy it. Understand it, sing it, float with it, drink it, dance with it, sing with it. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. You continue to receive Bab Dada's love and remembrance every day. Look, even while sitting at home, you don't miss out on receiving Bab Dada's love and remembrance. For even one day, if you are reading a Murli with discipline every day, he doesn't miss out on giving love and remembrance for even a single day. You do receive it, do you not? Do you? You receive love and remembrance every day. All of you receive it, do you not? This is a sign of Bab Dada's love. If you miss a Murli, you miss his love and remembrance. You then don't just miss that Murli, you also miss out on Bab Dada's love and remembrance and his blessings. You can catch up on the Murli, but the time that is fixed for receiving love and remembrance from Bab Dada's was missed, was it not? Is there anyone who miss a Murli among the double foreigners? Is there anyone here who misses a Murli for any reason? There isn't anyone? No, they don't miss it. One person raised her hand. Now do not miss it. Do not miss the Murli. All those who have come to this gathering, new as well as old ones, note down very, very, very well that you must not miss the Murli. Bab Dada comes from the supreme abode every day. He comes from so far away. He comes for the children. Just as the father never miss the Murli, in the same way, children also should not miss a Murli. Achha, Avyakta Murli, 2nd February 2011. Om Shanti.